back here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. Well, one of the focuses for the Giants this offseason was improving the offensive line. And though they were quiet in free agency, come the draft, the Giants became very, very busy. So let's take a look at the offensive line as we head into OTAs starting next week. Marshawn Newhouse was really the only Giants acquisition in free agency to help out the offensive line. He was a swing tackle for the Packers and a couple of NFL teams. He's expected to be a very solid backup at both tackle spots in 2015. But the Giants did a whole lot more in the draft, and it started with their first round pick, ninth overall, taking Ereck Flowers out of Miami. A massive man, 330 pounds, 6'6". He has the attitude and mean streak to match that size. The Giants believe he could be a franchise left tackle down the road. One phrase we heard during rookie minicamp this year from offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo was that the five best offensive linemen are going to play this year. We'll see if Flowers is one of those guys. The Giants also drafted Bobby Hart out of Florida State. Now, he was a seventh-round pick. He played tackle in college, but he is expected to play guard in the NFL. So that'll be a transition that he will have to make starting in the OTAs coming your way next week. There's one more guy in the mix. Brett Jones, somebody the Giants acquired who played in the CFL last year, is one of the league's best offensive linemen. He's a center slash guard. Now, he has a lot of adjustments to make going from that CFL style to the NFL, but it's another guy to keep an eye on. Now, the Giants are in a good spot. They'll play their five best guys, and a lot of their current offensive linemen have the versatility to move around. Weston Richburg played guard last year. Many expect him to be this year's starting center. Justin Pugh played left tackle in college. He played right tackle for the Giants. Some believe he can move inside. Jeff Schwartz has played both guard spots, and he's played right tackle. Predicting what the Giants' offensive line would look like in week one was made even more difficult when Will Beattie suffered an injury right before OTAs and will miss a significant period of time. The Giants will have to figure out a placeholder at left tackle until he's able to return. The bottom line is this. No matter who plays and where they play, the Giants will have a very different-looking offensive line this year than they had last year. I'm John Schmelk. Stay tuned to coverage of the OTAs on Giants.com all week next week and through June when mandatory minicamp comes your way.